You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this evening we are gathered here to celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. This feast was already in a certain way celebrated on Holy Thursday when the Lord instituted the Eucharist. But then on Holy Thursday, we saw the Eucharist from the perspective of the Lord's passion that was imminent. And the focus, therefore, of the celebration, the Last Supper, was truly to enter into the passion and death of our Lord. On the feast of the body and blood of Christ is a further extension of this feast, Last Supper, so that the Church could now properly, after the celebration of the Easter festival, followed by Pentecost and Holy Trinity, the Church wants us to pay attention to the Eucharist as the gift to the Church. This is truly a great gift that God has bequeathed to us in His Son Jesus every time when we celebrate the Eucharist. For that is what St. Paul reminds us of, the tradition that he himself had received. He said, that same night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and thanked God for it and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as a memorial of me." And this is true for the wine as well. My dear brothers and sisters, the Eucharist is a great gift to the Church. But unfortunately, many of us do not really treasure this gift. Sometimes it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Perhaps when we were during the COVID restriction period, many Catholics, they became more conscious of this great opportunity to receive the Eucharist daily if they wanted to then. But during the pandemic for almost 2 years, many of the people were deprived of the sacrament of the Eucharist. And perhaps then some begin to appreciate a little bit more than others. But in general, most Catholics, they do not take the Eucharist really as a great gift. Perhaps this understanding of the Eucharist is a mere intellectual assent to the faith. Because the Church says so, so I also believe. But the belief does not come from the heart. The belief does not come from an experience of the power of the Eucharist. That is why every Sunday, practically every Catholic who comes for Mass would receive the Eucharist. And yet you wonder if the Eucharist is such a great gift of God, Christ giving to us Himself in person, why is it that our hearts are not moved? Our lives are not transformed? I'm saying this not only for you, lay people, my dear brothers and sisters, even for us priests and religious, because as I've said, familiarity breeds contempt. When we do it so often, it becomes a routine way of celebrating the Eucharist. And this is a great danger, therefore, because if we celebrate the Eucharist in this manner, without conviction, without sincerity, without devotion, without love, without appreciation, the Eucharist will not transform us. It becomes a superstitious reception of the Eucharist because you know very well, my dear brothers and sisters, yes, the Eucharist is truly the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Eucharist that we consecrate at Mass is truly His body and blood. Whether you believe it or not, it is truly His body and blood. But if you received it without faith, the Eucharist will not change you. Because faith is necessary to receive the Eucharist. The disposition, of course, requires faith. The deeper the faith, the greater the transformation. So if you find that the Eucharist is not changing your life, then perhaps it's important for us to sit back and ask ourselves, why is it that the Eucharist, the true presence of our Lord, has no effect on me whenever I received Him? Is there something wrong with the Eucharist? Perhaps it's not truly the body and blood of Christ because you think it's not properly consecrated. It is. It is our subjective response to an objective presence of our Lord. And so it's important, my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ today, we need to ask ourselves, what does Jesus mean when He says, do this as a memorial of me? And St. Paul says, until the Lord comes, therefore, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming His death. So whenever we receive the Eucharist, we must realize it is a memorial. A memorial means to say we want to make ourselves existentially present to the same event when Jesus was put to death on the cross at Calvary. The memorial that we are speaking about is not a repetition of Jesus being crucified over and over again. That is not what we mean. That is what some Protestants say. Oh, we are crucifying Jesus every time when we celebrate the Eucharist. That is not true. Jesus died only once. But when we celebrate the Eucharist, we are making ourselves present, bringing ourselves present to that event that happens 2,000 years ago, so that we can experience the saving effects of that event. You all remember the beautiful song that we sing during the season of Lent. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there? That's the point. If you were there, you will tremble and tremble if you were there. So the Eucharist is to help us to be present to this event so that when we look upon this event, our lives will never be the same again. You look at all the apostles who saw our Lord die. St. Peter was ashamed. The apostles repented. The centurion said, this is truly the Son of God. If you have seen how the Lord died, your life would have been different. So were you there? So the Eucharist is to make us present to this event. As St. Paul himself said in 2 Corinthians 5:14, if one man has died for all, it means therefore all of us are called to live for others by dying for others. And it is this love of God, St. Paul says, that coerces us. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, if you understand how much the Lord has loved you in offering Himself on the cross and now giving us the opportunity to connect with Him once again every time when we celebrate the Eucharist, His death on the cross, it is in order that we will always be grateful. But many of us, we celebrate the Eucharist without thinking. Now you understand why every Mass is a celebration of some salvific events of Christ. You notice in the church liturgical calendar, we have different feasts, different seasons. They are all celebrating. the Feast of Saints for that matter, they're all celebrating the different aspects of Christ's saving death and its impact on the lives of people. That is why we have feasts to remind us how powerful and how grateful we are to the Lord. So the Lord, that's why we are called to attend, to celebrate the Eucharist, if possible daily, if not at least on the Sunday, to remind us of what the Lord has done for us. Do this as a memorial of me. The moment we disconnect ourselves from the love of Jesus for us on the cross, that moment we will be indifferent to what is happening in the world. And therefore, if we want to celebrate the Eucharist efficaciously and really make a difference in our life, don't come to church, my dear brothers and sisters, every Sunday. Just come, just sit down, listen, maybe sing one or two songs, and you go back home. If your life is not changed, if you are not moved by His love, it means to say the Eucharist, you have never really truly participated. You have not entered into the spirit of the Eucharist, the passion of our Lord. And that is why when we celebrate the Eucharist, we must not be like the early Christians during the time of St. Paul's. In the early church, St. Paul was reprimanding the early Christians because they were celebrating the Eucharist without being conscious of what they were celebrating. They were lacking charity towards their poorer brothers and sisters who came late for the meal. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, it is important for us that when we celebrate the Eucharist, we are called to proclaim His death. To proclaim His death, therefore, would mean also that we are called to die to ourselves with the Lord Jesus. Every time when you celebrate the Eucharist, every time you celebrate that Eucharist, it is an invitation that we are called to die with Him, so as to rise with Him. And it's very important, the Eucharist cannot be celebrated without dying with Jesus, dying to our sins, dying to our lack of charity, especially charity. You know, sometimes it is a bit ironic that Christians, they come to church on Sunday. We are supposed to participate in Eucharist, the passion, the death of our Lord, in thanksgiving. But when we come to church, we are not sensitive to each other. We lack charity. Sometimes, you know, the ministry members are rude, intolerant. Sometimes the parishioners themselves, they misbehave. They don't want to follow the rules. They don't keep the hygiene. We need to be sensitive to each other. Sometimes a baby cry, a child cry. We need to have tolerance. Where is the tolerance of the Christian community? Where is the charity? Where is the forgiveness? How can we speak of ourselves, really the body of Christ, when we lack this basic desire to die to our convenience, to die to our own preferences? That's why even when we come to Mass, it means a sacrifice also. Sometimes we have to give our seat to the elderly. That is what it means to celebrate the Eucharist. That is what it means to say, I join Jesus in this sacrifice. Otherwise, we are coming here as spectators. We want everything to be, nice, everything good, nice music, nice aircon, nice seat, everything nice. You're coming here for enjoyment, or you're coming here to praise the Lord? Are you coming here to sacrifice with Jesus? If that is the case, certain times we need to experience some inconvenience that is part of the sacrifice. So sometimes, as I say, it is ironic. We are just like the early Christian in St. Paul's community. To celebrate the Eucharist, to die to ourselves, means to be at the service of others. You know, again, in today's gospel, we have so beautiful an example that Jesus set. Jesus saw the people, they were hungry, and told the disciples to feed them. And they say, we cannot. Send them away. He says, no, you look after them. We will feed them. So, you know, this question of commitment to the people of God, commitment to our community, that is what it means also to celebrate the Eucharist. You know, many of us, we take the church always for granted, unfortunately. Yes, we come to church, we pray, that is very good, and we are very happy. We're happy to welcome every one of you. But then again, you know, the church is a community. The church needs volunteers for the choirs, for the ministry members, for the wardens, hospitality. We need many hands to build the church. I mean, some of us, we say, let everybody else do it. It's just like many people always come to tell me, Father, we want this priest, we want a good priest. Oh, dynamic priest, eloquent priest, everything very good. Good pastor, very compassionate, everything very intelligent, everything you want. But where are you? You should be sending your children, you should be setting examples. Anybody else child can be a priest except your own son, of course, you know. Your own son must look after you in your old age. Huh? So, we are talking about building the community, and that is what the Eucharist is all about. Sacrificing ourselves for the love of the community, supporting the community. That is what it means. And that is what St. Paul was asking the early Christians. And so, you know, my dear brothers and sisters, truly, we thank the Lord for this Eucharist that the Lord has given to us. This Eucharist, which is truly His body and blood, this Eucharist that can give us life, can heal us. So again, I ask you, when Jesus, in today's gospel, we are told, He made the crowds, welcome, welcome. Very important, remind you, please. Make sure anybody who comes to this church feels welcome. Whether you're a ministry member or whether you're a parishioner, no one must be made to feel he is unwelcome. Because Jesus welcomed the crowds and talked to them about the kingdom of God. He cured those who were in need of healing. That's the whole problem. So the Eucharist, if you truly participate in the Eucharist, it will bring healing. Healing of mind, healing of body. Because you hear the word of God preached to you, your hearts are struck by the word of God, you want to change your life, you are uplifted, you are consoled, you are inspired, you are directed once again, given encouragement to continue with the struggles of life. You are healed of your sins, of your brokenness. And most of all, you experience the presence of our Lord, the Eucharist, in the Christian community. That is what the Eucharist is all about. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful if, my dear brothers and sisters, we appreciate it. If we lived it, if we really mean it. Today, in the first reading, we are told Jesus indeed is our high priest. Melchizedek, king of Salem, he was not from the Levitical order, and he was priest and king. And Jesus, of course, in the responsorial psalm, we are saying Jesus also not from the Levitical order. Jesus is of a different order, and he is in the order of Melchizedek, our high priest, and truly our King, who will bring peace and love and unity and joy to us all. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.